Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sandy, right here on the Joe Messina Show. I don't know what else to call it. We look at what's going on around us. Come on. We're there, right? This is the session. God bless. With everything that's happening. If you think this isn't the session of sanity, then maybe you need to be checked, too. You know what I'm saying? 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? You know, you're watching everything pop all around the place today about the Trump raid. And, Trump is screaming, show it all. What are you waiting for? Show it all. Right? And I love you. We're supposed to believe VP Harris, right? She's out there telling people, yes, we have the full faith and confidence in the FBI. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. And I find all of this amazing in light of, we can go down the whole list. You want to go down the whole list of everything that the Department of Justice overlooked under Obama, under the Clintons, and so on? Seriously. It doesn't stop. And all the left does is they giggle over the fact that we actually think that there's two levels, there's two sets of rules, depending on who you are. It's easy to prove. No, they don't prove it all. But you go back, even Eric Holder, contempt of Congress. Was he brought in? Was he found guilty? Did he go to jail? Was he threatened to go to jail? Right? Come on, think about it. But that was okay. That's all good. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And now we see, I don't know, I was trying to look for this article earlier. Some of you heard that it looks like we have a bit of a polio outbreak in New York. Right? I just find this amazing. Polio. Isn't that something we eradicated? And how did you find polio? In the New York City. This is in New York City water. The water system. I don't even know where you go with that. Now, the virus that causes polio has been found in the water system in New York City. Well, actually, all through New York, but New York City. It's found in the wastewater. Now, it was identified after a person showed up at the hospital with it. The presence of the polio virus in the city's wastewater suggests likely local circulation of the virus. Ooh. Right? Polio can lead to paralysis, even death, the department said in a tweet. We urge unvaccinated New Yorkers to get vaccinated now. Oh, sure. I'm sure that every one of those illegals that you got floating around that you never did anything with, you never really decided to check out, I'm sure every one of them will rush to get vaccinated. Now, I don't know how you pass it. I really don't. But, I mean, seriously, this is what I'm talking about, where they punish and they beat on Americans to do the right thing or else. And now you got something like this breaking and going around. Are you going to blame the Americans for it? No, seriously. Now, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is through safe and effective immunization, the New York City Board of Health said. And look, I'm not against all vaccines. No, really not. I mean, if you can show me a vaccine and the vaccine's been tried and tested and been around for a long time, then so be it. But you do what they just put us through, vaccines that weren't even checked, you know, that didn't have any solid, real testing. I mean, are these people for real? The announcement now comes after British health authorities also reported finding evidence of the virus spread to London. They found no cases in the people there. Children ages 1 through 9 in London were made eligible for booster doses of polio vaccine earlier this week. So again, here's something. I mean, this is the first polio case they've seen in over a decade. So I would say I don't even know where to go with this, really. Right? Now vaccines became available. It was one of the most feared diseases in this country one time. It had annual outbreaks causing thousands of cases of paralysis. And it mostly affected children. Mostly. Vaccines became available starting in 1955, and the national vaccine campaign cut the annual number of U.S. cases to less than 100 by the 1960s, and fewer than 10 in the 1970s. Now, a small percentage of people who polio suffer paralysis, the disease is fatal for up to 10% of those paralyzed. So anyway, I mean, again, you look at this, and you have to think to yourself, my God, I thought the CDC was supposed to protect us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Surprise guest coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yes. Oh, sweet Jesus. I don't know what Jesus is waiting for. I really don't. He's got to come back like yesterday. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Love when she's on with me. We've missed her. Sonya Smith joins us, and she does pretty much, well, going to get it back on every week. I won't let her get away with not being here. Always appreciate her time. And what do you think, Sonya? I mean, incarcerated person, inmate, or criminal? What do you think works?
Unbelievable. This is the first I've heard of this. But, you know, and this is the silly, this is silly season, but you have
I like that.
You do understand that the way that tyrants get away with what they do is they change the language. And this is kind of fun and stupid, and you're, oh my God, you know. I mean, it started off with, we couldn't say we couldn't say crippled, and we couldn't say handicapped, and it had to be physically challenged. And then these are just stepping stones to them controlling us.
Yeah.
So, as much as it is silly and funny and like, oh, I can't believe they're going here, they have a plan. This all works out to their advantage.
Oh, they know exactly what, you're right, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I come back after several weeks, and I'm sorry, I'm a downer, because I'd love to come back on and go, hey, the country's in good shape, and we're doing a good job, and everything's turning around, but it's like, this has gotten, this, the wheels are off the bus. Is that a saying? The wheels are off.
Well, it is scary. You know, it wasn't a coincidence that Donald Trump was not in town when this went down. It isn't a coincidence that they wouldn't let the attorneys in there. It wasn't a mistake that they wouldn't let the attorneys in the room. You know, and I truly believe at this point in time that they may very much or very well have planted, negative evidence against the president. And,
that's what I believe.
You know, when you think about the Russian, the whole Russian fake dossier, I can't think you can think of anything else.
Well, here's the thing, is that you can always, and I try to tell people this, it's easier to believe that something that has been done in the past will happen again than something that's never happened before will happen. So, when you think of planting evidence, you can go, yeah, that's possible because they've done that before.
Yeah.
When you think of lying, and it's, they've done that before. Sadly, people who, like us, who know history and know the facts and know what's been done before, we sound like the lunatics to people who aren't informed.
Oh, you know, you're right. But listen, did you notice quietly that the CDC has dropped all of those massive, precautions? So apparently the pandemic is over. Nothing to worry about here.
Yeah.
They've dropped their quarantine guidelines, their screening guidelines, their distancing guidelines. Apparently it's been eradicated.
Well, you know what? Because, and here's my cynical attitude, and just to let your listeners know that I'm not in California right now, but from what I'm understanding about California is they're getting ready to ramp up again. So this monkeypox thing is really hitting big out here, and I've got my own feelings about why that is. This whole vaccine and pandemic and disease stuff, this is disruptive.
For show? Is she still there?
Yeah, this is going to go on.
What's that?
Yep. Yeah, no, this is going to, I don't know if you can hear me, this is going to continue to go on. So, although COVID-19 might be a wash for now, they're going to ramp up another one. And it'll happen before the election. Happen before the election.
You know what's going to happen here, though. We're going to have, and you saw it start to happen in Los Angeles. You weren't here at the time, but civil disobedience was starting to take off. And they didn't know what to do about it.
that's why they're locking you down again. And I'm still not there. I'm still not there in California. But from what I can hear from the other coast, is that they're going to do that to you guys again because you guys are ripe for the pickings.
Thank you. No, but you're right. No, they're ready to go with this whole thing right now all over again. You are exactly right. And but I can tell you something. When they started to clamp down this time around, the outcry, the outrage, and the LA County the what's her name there? She's another fake one. Farrar is her name, Dr. Farrar. She's got a doctorate, she's got a PhD in education, not medicine. And she was getting ready to lock down the schools again. And it was such an outcry, such an outrage to the supervisors, to her office and others, that all of a sudden, within 48 hours, the numbers looked good enough to where they wouldn't have to go to lockdown.
Well, isn't that a coinkydink? You know... I'm just hoping that they start to fear the American public, and I hope the American public starts to rise up to look like people who need to be feared. They don't understand, clearly, they don't understand that they work for us. And, you know, I just think that people who want to be in lockdown, I've said this on your show many times, give California or portions of California to those who want to be stupid. Let them have...
I think it should be... listen, that's not funny. I'm on your side. Make it a liberal haven. Let them come on. You know, let them come here. Let them take it over. And if they do everything that they want to do, the place will be desolate in about, what, two decades?
Well, here's the thing. These are the caveats. You don't get our military. You don't get our police force. You don't get to figure out how to get your own food.
Those are all great. You have to hold those because we're going to break. You're going to finish on the other side of break. Show me your hands. Give it away, California. I like it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to note.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. But don't try to be part of the solution. Don't think you're part of the solution if you don't have the information. You're just out there spewing stupid stuff. Okay? Make sure you have the facts that you need. Always love when Sonya's on with me. Sonya Smith joins me, and she is in the heart of Okraville.
I am, and the food is good, and the trees are wonderful, and it's lovely to have rain almost on a daily basis.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
That wouldn't go over well with me. Although it would be nice, I'd probably get bigger tomatoes if it rained more.
And yeah. It's why everything is so green and lush and wonderful out here.
Yeah.
But I will have to tell you that the first place that we stayed was in LA standards, I would call it the hood. And most of the home, well, any political yard signs you saw in that neighborhood were for Stacey Abrams. Or as my grandson calls it, Abrams. That's so cute, Abrams. So then I drive him clear across town to go to his swimming class in this sort of resortish swimming, what do you call it, like a private club, because I'm bougie like that.
Right.
So I take him across town to do things in places where I feel normal, and you don't see any Abrams lawn signs. You certainly don't see any Warnock yard signs, but you do see, and he notices, a lot of American flags.
Wow.
So we talked about that. It's like, so why is it that you see depressed neighborhoods, oppressed neighborhoods, with Stacey Abrams signs, but you don't see them out here? And we talked about how the affluent may know a little bit more about how the economy works and how to make money and how to, you know, we were able to use that as, let's just say, a teachable moment.
You know, I look at this stuff as, you know, our founding fathers, they had a reason why they felt that only landowners should vote. And if you're watching what's happening today, what's going down today, you can see why they only wanted landowners to vote.
I agree.
Yep.
Until you get some skin in the game,
that's right.
I think you need to keep your mouth shut. I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, you see this stuff go down, and you say, look, do you understand? And the landlords that are getting nailed with this stuff, nailed with these, you know, higher rates for certain things or whatever, like they are in California, with rent control, they can't pass it on to rent control. So they're barely able to hold on to these properties. But nobody really cares.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing. But I will give you, you want some positive news? You want something to put a smile on your face?
No, I want to stay in my funk.
You want to stay, you want to stay in your dark space? Is that what?
Exactly.
So ever since this raid, the FBI raid, the mm-hmm. polls are showing that more and more GOP are going to come out. More and more of them are really miffed at to what went down, okay? And they see it as a political attack. You're even seeing a large number of Democrats that are saying, hey, you know what? This ain't right. I hate
right,
Trump,
right.
But this ain't right. And that kind of
thing. And independents as well.
What's that?
Independents as well.
Oh, yeah.
They recognize it.
Big, uh-huh. big numbers, which is exciting, you know, to see that they're irritated enough. But again, Americans have short-term memories, too. You know, after 9/11, what was it? It was less than 6 months later, the same churches that were overflowing, you know, were now back to normal, where nobody was actually in them anymore.
Exactly. Right. I was just about to bring your roller coaster down.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we see it now, but we're not going to feel it again. The numbers of people, Christians, conservatives, Republicans who do not go vote is appalling to me.
Yep.
And that's all they have to do is go vote, and they could turn the ship around. So, although I agree with you that now we're seeing it, and this is one of the most egregious things that they could have ever done, and it's waking people up, will they still be awakened by voting time?
Well, you know, did you love that Mary Garland came out and said that he still trusted his people. The FBI has people of the highest integrity, and this is the way. They don't do things like this against Democrats, okay? And on top of that, if you really think about it, it's laughable, right, for them to really, you know, tell us how everybody is equal under the law. When you think about it, right, the FBI, the people we're supposed to trust, they pushed the Russian collusion hoax, they spied on law-abiding Americans, right? They lied to get the FISA court, they ignored Hillary's server escapades, right? You know, cleaning the server off with a rag or something. They ignored Biden family. Look at this. I mean, they could put half the FBI on the Biden family alone. They go after the guys from Project Veritas. Man, I could go on for an hour with this. All the things that they came against. Right?
For those who are paying attention, yes. And again, I do think that we understand the differences. But I also think that people are starting to wake up to that as well. They do see the unfairness of it. How it's okay. You know, we're not equal under the law. So I think, you know, my son-in-law, who's been on vacation for a couple weeks now, he called me up yesterday, and he says, because he just turned on the news, and he heard about the raid, and then he heard about a couple of other things that's going on, and he's going like, what is going on in the world? He's got a sense in his gut that things in America are going, as Joe Dan, our mutual friend, would say from the South, bad wrong. Something's bad wrong here. And I told him to trust his gut. I did not decide to go into all the details with him because he's not a guy that pays really close attention. So for me to spell out everything would be futile. But I told him that he can trust his gut, that things are really bad right now, and they're about to get worse.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, somebody on one of the shows the other day, this will send a chill up your spine. Somebody on one of the shows the other day made a comment that you really have to stop and think about. Are these guys poised, or will they try to arrest Donald Trump on live TV at one of his events? And what happens?
I think they're bucking for a civil war, period.
Everything
that they've done has been to say, look at these heathens who are, or these violent heathens, even though it's BLM and Antifa and the left who's been so violent and filthy. But they, and I used to tell my Hollywood friends when I was in the writer's room, and they used to just attack me on a daily basis. I'm going, you guys just poke the bear. And eventually we're going to fight back. Because at that time, and this was during the Bush administration, there was nobody to fight back. But I said, eventually you're going to poke us enough that we're going to fight back. And that's where we are now. They are intentionally trying to poke the bear. And once we fight back, then they're going to have the coverage that shows, aren't we the evil ones? Just like the January 6th trial.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to people who were there on January the 6th. And you know that the impression and the stories that I got were completely different from what they're trying to portray.
Well, the videos we received from some of our friends that were coming mm-hmm. back were completely different than what you were seeing.
Completely different. We're living under a huge lie. This is the most, you know, I want to say as a child of God, this is, we're here for such a time as this. There's a reason that we're witnessing all of this. There's a reason that we've been blowing the whistle for so many years. But it's also, it's like, what? Can this ship be turned around? This is so deep.
It's scary. Big time scary.
I'm so glad to hear you say that finally. You're on the same page as
me. No, when I say it, look, you've got people like me. You've known me for years, right? I mean, go ahead and screw with me and my family. I'm willing to go to jail for that. I mean, you're going to have a hard time, you know, getting through my stuff here.
Stand up. You are stand up.
Yeah, but where were the other warriors? Where were the people that will stick up for me?
That is why I pulled back. And Joe and I and your listeners, when Biden
guess
took
what?
Over.
You know what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You're gonna have to hold that thought. You have to let people don't go far. Sony's coming right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Get involved, get engaged, do something with the knowledge you get. If you ain't got no knowledge, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything, because then you start sounding like them. We don't want that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week. Always love the time we have with her, and you guys were asking, so here she is. And she's even come back at a discount rate. God bless her. Anyhow.
Who asked? Just you, I'm sure. But let me, can I just say something about...
Say a whole bunch of something. I'll just sit back and listen.
I have agreed with you in the past about if you don't know something, keep your mouth shut. But I think there's a little bit of what you do know you can contribute to the conversation. But... here's what you gotta do, folks. Is you gotta vote. You just gotta. The numbers of Christians and conservatives and Republicans and independents who don't use their common sense and put their feet behind it and go out and vote, that's why we're in the position that we're in. You don't have to have these arguments with your families. You don't have to with your family. You don't have to stand up, and you don't have to know everything. Like I said, I talked to my son-in-law this week, who was on vacation. He turned on the news, heard about the raid, heard about some other things in the news, and he just said, this isn't sitting well with me. And I said, follow your gut. I didn't choose to go into the nuances of everything, because to try to school somebody who has not been paying total attention to all this is just too much. But I did tell him, trust your instincts and go vote. And I did, because he was saying, when I watch CNN, I'm getting an entirely different picture that doesn't make sense. Again, trust your gut. And I said, if you hear it on CNN, MSNBC, any of the mainstream local news, you wouldn't believe what I'm hearing on local news out here in the South. If you hear that, just go the opposite. Go the opposite, because they're lying to you. I talked to him about how China is invested in these companies, and just go the opposite. So when you vote, but don't throw your hands up and go, this is all so confusing, and everybody's lying, and the government can't be trusted, and all. And if that causes you to not vote, then you're as big a part of the problem as anybody else.
Well, you and I talked earlier. You're in Georgia for the moment, and when you're hearing what's going on, when you're seeing what's going on, you have to stop and say to yourself, okay. Tell the people about the commercials that you're seeing, the attacks that are going on.
Oh my gosh! But if I didn't know the truth, or if I didn't look for the truth, I would buy these commercials, and they're so devastating. The commercials against Herschel Walker are so devastating that if I didn't know anything, I would never consider voting for him. And they're on every 15 minutes. I'm just telling you, it's they're being bombarded. Kemp, who is not clearly a wonderful Republican or conservative, his commercials were so lightweight that they really did nothing to convince me that he's the guy.
But you know, you and I have talked about this. You and I have been talking about this before, and I always said to you, we have been playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules for boxing, bigger and guerrilla warfare. When do we start to go, okay, look, we don't have to be as ugly as they are, but we can be as tough, we can be as strong, and we can throw it back at them.
We could be honest. How about that? We just be honest. Because I'm not sure. I mean, the commercials that they have against Herschel Walker, I don't know if they're true or not, but they're certainly ugly. And if they're true, they're effective. So I'm pretty sure you can come up with some Stacey Abrams and some the Warnock commercials, who is the Democrat out here. They've been effective, and what they've been effective at saying is that he's voted 96% of the time with Joe Biden. So I think that those have been effective. But I'm just telling you that if I were a voter out here, an uninformed or a low-information voter out here in Georgia, I don't know that I would vote for people who could actually help them out of their situations. And like I said, I am the first place we lived was in a pretty lower middle class neighborhood, and they had predominantly Stacey Abrams signs out, lawn signs out. So they're being heavily targeted, and I think they're being heavily motivated to go out and vote for her, which is sad because she's the very person who's going to keep them in the situation that they're in.
Yeah, I always, and some people get mad at me, some of our listeners get mad at me for doing it, but I always do this thing where I go, I have absolutely no feelings for you guys in New York. You vote these idiots in. You vote these people who don't care about you. You know what they're like. And yet you keep voting them in. First of all, why should federal funding go to you when you keep voting these morons in? It costs you. And number two is, why do you want me to feel bad for you for your high crime rate and all of that?
How is that?
Am I cold?
How is that any different from California?
I have absolutely no feelings for those people in Los Angeles. The only thing I will say to you here in LA, especially, is I'm concerned at the level of fraud that goes on might mm-hmm. be part of this, because you know you saw what was happening. Now we've got the recall Gascon. They got more than enough signatures for that, but they have locked out anybody from auditing or watching the count of those votes.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
My God.
Screaming, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't have them alone. You can't look at them in that light. That's not right.
My gosh. And people don't understand what it's like to live in the cities that are Democratic run. I'm just telling you, Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta, and people go, oh, you got to live in Atlanta. Well, if you have money... it's like saying, oh, you gotta live in L.A. If you have, and I can't even think of any area in L.A. anymore that's wonderful. My daughter lives in a neighborhood that the homes are a couple $1 million, but you still have a homeless guy with his pants down crapping at the bus stop.
Yeah, you gotta go to the bathroom somewhere. I mean, what's wrong with you?
If you gotta go. And it's like here the freeways are filthy. It's just when people say move to Atlanta, I want to know why.
Yeah.
What is the, unless we're being so, you know, like we're dumbed down in our educational system, we're so desensitized to awful living that this is acceptable. And it's just not. I'm just telling you, this is miserable for me. Of course, I'm a little bougie, but...
Well, no. Listen, I don't believe... You might be a really little sliver of that, but you're paying your taxes, so you should expect clean streets, safe neighborhoods, and that kind of stuff at the minimum, correct?
Only if you're rich out here, just like in L.A. And I would consider my daughter... and her family to be in the upper echelon. I mean, I'm just telling you, they're living in, they've bought a couple $1 million homes, several of them, but they still can't get away from having to shield their kids' eyes of a homeless guy crapping on the corner. That's what you could expect for that kind of money. Democrat run cities. I don't know why they do business so horribly and then expect people to vote for them. And I don't know why people are so stupid that they keep voting for them. I mean, my heart is broken when I drive by these neighborhoods and they have a Stacey Abrams and a rainbow flag, you know, out in front of their lawn. And I'm like, don't you see what you're doing to, even if you don't, even if you're doing okay, what you're doing to the rest of the community is heartbreaking.
Right. No, I hear you.
Even if you found, like my daughter and her, they found a way to navigate in this sort of environment and do okay, and they can drive far enough to go to the Whole Foods. But the rest of the community isn't doing so good.
No, what I don't like, again, when you watch what's going down with these people, we've got to the point where we're kind of like into our own selves. You know, my house is this, my house is that, my block is this,
right,
my block is that. But they saw what happened all across the country where all that violence spilled out into their neighborhoods. All that violence spilled out to what they were doing, what they were up against, you know?
Well, that's why I love the idea of these liberals these leftists who think that this home, the people who are coming over the borders is such a wonderful idea. And someone, and I don't remember who this is, mentioned, but why don't we move them into your home? And I always wanted to do it.
Oh, I like the way they're dropping them off in New York and D.C. and other places.
I love
that. Fantastic.
All
right, lady. We're going to have you back next week if I have to force you into it. Time is up. God bless. Thanks for being with me and stay safe.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, anytime. Trump is your host. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.